Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert is out on break, but he'll be back soon. Could humans survive an apocalyptic event? The question has been explored in books and movies. So what about scientists? Definitely. For one, there's something called Svalbard Global Seed Vault on the Norwegian island of Spitsbergen in the high Arctic that stores over 1 million crop samples in an underground vault. This is one-third of Earth's food crops. Not a bad start, considering climate change could be a threat to our food supply as well. But what about preserving the nearly 7 million species of life on Earth, including plants, animals, and even some microbes? It needs to be safe from events such as asteroid strikes, nuclear war, or large-scale volcanic eruptions. It must be ultra-cold, secure, and be accessible in order to repopulate Earth. Where is the ideal spot? Our moon! Scientists are calling it the lunar arc. Getting the millions of samples there requires more than 250 space missions. They'd be stored underground in the moon's lava tubes, which formed over 3 billion years ago. They're stable, safe from meteors and radiation. The construction of the lunar arc would use camera and laser-equipped robots to map the tubes. They'd also maintain the facility. Solar arrays would provide power and communication with Earth. Some estimate it would take 30 years to complete this project, but in the face of an imminent crisis, it could be done in 15. We already envision permanent human bases on the moon, so maybe this is not so far-fetched.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.